Yeah, boy, I was in the library the other day. My phone went off. The librarian almost threw me out the window.
We're rolling and ready.
In action.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and get the regular meeting of the Recreation Commission meeting started. It's being held here at the Veterans Memorial Building in Morro Bay, California. It is 6 o'clock on September 19th, 2019. So it looks like we have a quorum. All right. So we can officially get the meeting started, but we'll first start off with a moment of silence. Okay, Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Aren't they? All right, so first off on the agenda, we have announcements. Any announcements from the commission members?
I have a couple of announcements. First, I want to remind everybody there's only 3 weeks left of touring the World War II rescue vehicle down at the Maritime Museum, so get down there and check it out. Also, I want to announce October 4th, the Harbor Fest. Great event, 4th, 5th, and 6th. It's music all day long, all night long. I mean, there's like 20 bands going to be there. Fantastic. So get down there and check it out. And then I want to do a shout-out to our fearless leader, Mr. Carmichael's at home. And hope you a speedy recovery, and we'll see you next time. So get well.
Yeah. I do have a quick question. What type of rescue vehicle for the...
It's a Army Air Force rescue in World War II. It went out to get downed pilots.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh. It's like a PT boat.
Okay.
Yeah. It's an ambulance in the water is what it is.
That's pretty
so,
cool.
So, yeah, come check it out. It's very
we
cool.
Definitely have to check it out. Any other announcements?
I have one announcement. The reason why I wasn't here this last meeting is I was playing pickleball in Germany. And it was the third annual Bainbridge Cup. And then that was on one day, and the next 2 days was the German Open. And there was 22 countries involved, and just a whole lot of fun. And it's, again, pickleball is getting bigger and bigger. Their next event, the Bainbridge Cup, was the third annual. The next one is in Nottingham, England. So, and that's about it.
And you represented Morro Bay well, right?
I represented Morro Bay real well.
Okay, good.
Yep. As a matter of fact, I took several shirts that said Morro Bay, and just exchanged them. And some people didn't have anything to exchange. I said, well, take them anyway. And there was actually two great, I've known them already, but two guys from India. So they got their shirts. And so we're spreading the word.
All right, good deal.
Well, you know, the fifth one might be in the States, but they haven't decided yet. So I know there's a push for it, but we'll see.
Good deal. Yeah. Any announcements?
No.
I have none. Any staff announcements?
Yes, we have a few. Thank you, commissioners. On September 23rd, our registration for the 2020 youth basketball season will begin. We are partnering with the LA Clippers again this year, and the date of our clinic and assessment will be November 17th. The location is to be announced, but we are partnering with the LA Clippers, which is a great program, and this program is open to boys and girls in the second through the eighth grade. On October 19th, we're doing registration for both basketball and for girls softball. We, as you'll find out in our staff report, we are going to try to start registration earlier for girls softball to get more girls playing. And that's going to be on October 19th at Lila Kaiser Park, and then in the office following that date. And this league is open to girls ages 4 to 16. We added a T-ball coach pitch division last year for the real little girls, and we're looking to grow that division this year. T-ball for the boys is through Coast Little League, so they should be starting registration in December. And then on October 20th will be our second annual floating pumpkin patch at the Morro Bay Aquatic Center. We will be doing that from 1 to 4. We're doing pre-registration for $12. At the door, it will be $15. And we're going to have pumpkins. We're going to have 200 pumpkins, so register early because we will sell out. Last year, we had 128 participants and 128 pumpkins. So this year we're going for 200. There's going to be face painting. There's going to be games. We're going to do water safety instruction as well. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So come on down to the pool on October 20th. Do pre-register. We do have 200 pumpkins, and that is going to be our max. If you want to come and just swim during rec swim, it will be $5. Lap swim will be $4 as usual. So we will have a section of the pool saved for the lap swimmers, and so that they can still participate in the activities. October 31st will be our annual trick-or-treat event in downtown Morro Bay. That event is from 3:30 to 5:30. Bring your kids in their costumes and trick-or-treat with local businesses. And let's see, what else can I tell you about that event? There's going to be games, there's going to be face painting and trick-or-treating. Also visit the police department for their annual haunted house, if you dare. Here it's awfully scary, but it will be there, and we should have the trolley running up and down the street to help transport people so no one has to go from one end of town to the other. Let's see. The pool is open on Sundays for recreational swim from 12 to 3:30, and then also make sure you keep an eye online on our schedule because we are closed on the next four Fridays due to high school water polo tournaments. In fact, they're hosting a water polo tournament starting tonight. So go if you want to see some great water polo, go down and watch. The girls are playing tonight at 6 o'clock, I believe, and then again tomorrow and on Saturday. They're co-hosting the tournament with Arroyo Grande. So that is going on. Let's see. The Community Foundation of Estero Bay on October 12th will be hosting their annual Morro Bay Sings. This year it is the Beach Boys with Jody Mulgrew, and that's from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Morro Bay Community Center. There's going to be food by the galley and Tognazzini's, and there's going to have live and silent auctions and food, music. It's going to be a lot of fun. The funds from this event go to help fund scholarships for kids to participate in youth sports activities and swim lessons. And this year, the foundation provided over 200 children with free swim lessons. So they're going to be doing that again. And then lastly, item C6 in your packet was missing a page. And so we have provided you with that. It's also in the packets for the audience and will be available online for the public if they are looking for that information. But we were missing a page, so I just want to let you guys know all of that.
All right, great. Any questions for? All right, thank you. The next item on the agenda is our liaison report with Morro Bay Senior Citizens. That's you. Okay. Not me.
Okay. We did have a little chat meeting. It was open. It was with Councilman Robert Davis and Councilwoman Don Addis. And it was in regards to bocce ball. There was representatives from bocce ball and representatives from pickleball, and many questions were asked, directions were given, some help with different matters and things like that. And the last that I heard just of yesterday was the Morro Bay Active Adults Senior Center is taking $6,000 from their general account to help subsidize the cost of the bocce ball courts. So that was about it. It was a very interesting meeting, and I think people from Bocce Ball learned quite a bit from what is happening with pickleball and how we run pickleball out there. So that was good. Other than that, in the last meeting, there wasn't much else, I mean, as far as outdoor activities were concerned. So that was the basic part of it, was the bocce ball. So other than that, and it is, we are still growing quite a bit. Just last, I think it was last Saturday, there was, I believe Rich Robb said there was about 20 new members started up with pickleball. So.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about bocce ball.
No, well, the bocce ball courts.
Is that, I mean, that's something that sounds like it's picking up.
Yeah, I did get a note from Red in regards to bocce ball. There probably will be a week delay in regards to the pathway to the greenhouse that has to meet ADA standards. So it might postpone it by a week of getting finished. But supposedly it's October 24th is the finish date plus the week. Okay. And as far as any updates, as far as seeing the costs or anything like that, I don't know if I know nothing's been presented to us. I'm not sure if anything got presented to Kurt or not. But
nothing else. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I know it is, according to this, which was just a couple days, it was still out for bid. So. Right.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, any questions?
No.
All right. So thank you very much. Next.
Kept it under 15.
Yeah. Next item we have is a public comment period, and I'm not seeing anybody out there, so I'm assuming we are not having public comment period, but hopefully we'll have folks come and join us down at the Veterans Memorial building in the future. At least come say hi.
Yeah, please.
Okay, so next item is the consent calendar, items A1 through A4. Is there any questions on those items from anybody? Do we have a motion to just approve these?
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion to receive and file.
Any second?
I'll second.
Okay, second. So a motion was made to approve the consent calendar, items A1 through A4. It's been seconded. All those in favor of approving, say aye.
Aye.
All those saying not approving, nay. All right, it's approved. Public hearings was the next item on agenda. We have none. Okay. Business items.
Good evening, commissioners. I'm going to report on the 2019 Mermaid, Pirate, and Sea Creature Parade. We held our 13th annual event on Saturday, May 18th. There were 130 parade participants and at least 300 people in attendance. This was by far our largest year. A big thank you to Mr. Mark Tognazzini and the staff at Dockside 2 for hosting the event. Also, Morro Bay Mud Skippers for providing music and Under the Sea Gallery for donating raffle prizes. The event had a total expense cost of $390 with 75% of the parade supplies and 25% on staff. We look forward to the 14th annual and thank all the community and visitors who came out and supported this year.
Great. Any questions?
No.
Thank you.
Fun.
Sounds like a great event.
Yeah.
Keep it up.
Yeah. All right. And our next program evaluation is the 2019 Youth Futsal Program. This program is open to boys and girls in kindergarten through fifth grade. We had to discontinue the middle school age group because the middle school is now offering soccer,
and we did not have any registration for that age group because they're doing soccer at the same time as futsal. So it is the younger children. We had 110 boys and girls participating this past year. The league is co-ed. The season runs 6 weeks, and it's from right after spring break to right before Memorial Day weekend when they have open house and band concerts and all that kind of stuff. So we finish up before that happens. So it's a really short season. Back in 2018, we ran all the practices for the season due to the request of the school district. But seeing that we did not have any issues during the 2018 season, they allowed us to allow our coaches to run their own practices again, which was well received by the coaches because they prefer to have a little autonomy instead of us telling them what to do. So that was something that we did. This is a merit service program and had a target revenue goal of 70 to 79%, and this year we actually recovered 87% of our costs, and we have a goal of next year increasing our participation by 5%. So that is for our futsal. Futsal is an indoor soccer program that is played on a basketball court with a little heavier ball, so it does not fly quite as much, and it teaches the kids how to stop the ball and work on their footwork. So it's they play 5-on-5 small-sided games, and it goes really fast. So it's a lot of fun. Does commissioners have any questions on futsal?
No, you actually. My question was going to be for our audience what futsal
was. Futsal is, yes.
So that's great.
Okay.
Any? None?
None.
All right.
Nope.
All right. Our next program evaluation is the 2019 Estero Bay Girls Softball. In 2019, we changed the name of our program from Coast Girls Softball to Estero Bay Girls Softball just to align us with all the other youth programs that we're doing, because all the rest of them are Estero Bay. That was decided upon by a parent board that we have that helps us with our girls softball program. Because it is a program that through USA Softball that has all-stars and all-star tournaments, we needed some help with doing fundraising. And last year, our board was very active, and they were able to raise $3,250 in sponsorships last season. And they will be coming around here pretty soon because they want to get us going, get us started earlier, so that by the time the season starts, everything, all the groundwork is laid, and all they have to do is enjoy the softball games and get the girls ready to play. This year, our closing ceremonies were held indoors because we had inclement weather, and we are probably going to look at doing that again because it was nicer, friendlier environment. Did take a little bit more to get set up and clean up, but it was a more intimate event than having it out at the softball field. Let's see, we did not have enough girls interested in playing All-Stars last year to form a team. We did have 4 girls that went and played in San Luis with the 10 and under girls, and they actually went to San Diego to the California State Games. And then we had 3 of our older girls play with Templeton, and they got to play in a lot of fun tournaments this summer as well. So we did have some girls participate, but not from our league. And because we did not have any teams this year, our girls softball tournament, that Coast Summer Slam that we do in June on Father's Day weekend, was we have umpires provided by USA Softball, but we had paid staff run the tournament just to help make sure that it still happened, even despite not having the parent volunteers this year. So that was a request from our board to try not to have it on Father's Day weekend. But unfortunately, we have to put in a request to USA Softball, and they technically like to keep us on the same weekend year after year. So unless someone else drops a weekend, we either have to go that weekend or go after the association championships, which is harder. There's fewer teams playing after that point. So it gets to a point of no return. So we are putting in for our date for this coming summer for the All-Star Tournament as well. Okay, and with the All-Star Tournament, our sponsors, and revenue from our registration, we did come up with making a little bit of money, which gets to roll over into the fund for All-Stars for this next year. So we had 100%, 105% cost recovery this year. with those extra items that are the girls softball tournament needs to be 100% cost recovery. With our all-star, our fundraising money, we use that to help offset some of the cost as well. Any questions on girls softball? Okay.
Excuse me.
Yes.
How many girls did you have?
So this last year we had 66 girls this year. We usually have a couple teams from Cambria, but those girls whose parents were the ones that were driving them down for games and things, their daughters have aged out, and no one else has come up and volunteered to help get the girls to their games. We're going to try again this year to see if we can get some teams back up in Cambria. I know the high school would really appreciate having the girls playing softball before they get to the high school level. So we're going to work on it again. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next one is our Spring Adult Softball League. This season we had 3 nights of play with 13 teams. We played on Monday with our co-ed division. On Tuesday night was our Masters, which is our over 50 division, and we played Thursday night with the Men's League. The season was held from March 19th through June 15th, and the season was extended a little bit longer than we had planned due to all the rain we had this spring. During the summer, we have been sending out questionnaires to players from teams that are no longer playing to find out the reason why we're seeing a decrease in the number of teams. And it's not just our league, it's other leagues as well. As City of San Luis has contacted us, and we're going to try to sit down and brainstorm this fall to figure out a way to increase numbers. We did do a couple of rule changes to help with our teams that are playing so we don't have the forfeits, in that they can borrow players from other teams up to the number, that minimum number to play. So it's 10 players to play. They could borrow players to get to that number so we didn't have to forfeit games, which is not fun. Everyone wants to play, come out and play, and have a lot of fun. We are looking at, for this fall season that we're registering right now, giving players an opportunity to register as an individual, and we would make a team. And if we don't get enough that way, we would be able to place them on the current teams that we do have. But this summer leagues, our numbers were down even further, which tends to happen in the summer because people are traveling. But we're trying to find a way to increase those numbers. Our financially... we recovered 81%. Adult sports programs need to be in that 80 to 100% cost recovery, and so we did make our 81% cost recovery, registering them with Southern California Municipal Athletic Federation. They have a player medical benefit fund, which is an insurance program, so we do register them with that. And we do place some, take money from this program to go into our light fund. So when we need to replace our lights on the field, we do have some money stored away for that. Any questions on the adult softball program?
Looks good.
No, it looks great.
Okay. All right. Next one is the Morro Bay Active Adults 55 Plus Open House. The open house was held on June 21st, and the intention of the event is to expose Estero Bay residents to all the activities that are offered by the Morro Bay Active Adults 55 Plus and Recreation Services. This year, they had over 200 attendees, and they had a band. They had pizza, beer, wine, and lots of fun. There were a lot of people present at the open, so to be better prepared next year, they are looking at having the volunteers come in early so they can eat early, and then they can be ready to open and not have a lineup waiting to get into the building. They had representatives from all the programs that they offer, including the Cuesta College Emeritus programs, so that people could get some information on those and learn a little bit about it. And so that was a lot of fun. The program is put on by the Morro Bay Active Adults, and they had a budgeted $700 for the event. The city did cover the cost of the band, which was around $500, and they did get $246 in food and drink, and they are planning to increase their budget because they were a little short on the when they came down to it on their amount of money that they brought in from their budget. So they're planning on increasing that because a few people that arrived late missed out on the pizza and the wine. So... they're going to, but they are planning on doing it again, and it's a great opportunity for them to, you know, for us to showcase the different offerings that we do have here for our active adults. Yeah. So you guys have any questions on that one? Nope. Okay.
Okay, I have a program evaluation for our 2019 4th of July Family Fun Day. And the annual 4th of July Family Fun Day was at Tidelands Park, and it was a huge success. It was smoothly ran, and Recreation Services definitely put a lot of hard work into it, but we were really pleased with our outcome. This year, we had approximately 3,000 people in attendance. The event's expenses included carnival prizes, game supplies, general event supplies like trash, portable restrooms, and fencing, but our largest expense was the performers. This year's events had two bands and a magician, including the stage and all of the sound system. And the entire event's expenses totaled around $6,000. So, the event generated a little over $3,000 in revenue. We had vendors pay for slots, we had carnival wristband sales, and we did receive one donation of $1,000. Staff recommends we continue to invite vendors to participate in our event. This year we had a variety of new vendors, some local and some from out of the area. That was nice. We also introduced the concept of a beer garden this year, and it was well visited by our participants. The local Three Stacks and a Rock Brewery co-hosted with us, and they're excited to do it next year too. Any questions?
No. But I had the opportunity to go down there, and it really warmed my heart to see all those kids having such a wonderful time. And I'd also like to thank our fire department, the police department, Harbor Patrol, and the city staff for their support and help in that event. It was a wonderful event.
Thank you, Drew. Okay, now I'm going to do a program evaluation on 2019 Kids Camp. Kids Camp 2019 ran from June 17th to August 9th. We had 8 weeks of fun and adventure. We ran an average of 50 campers a day and visited local parks, beaches, and the community pool at Morro Bay High School. We also ventured out of town on adventures to the movies, amusement parks, and water parks. This year's total expenses were $97,000. More than 80% of that is spent on staffing, but I truly believe that staff is what makes our program so successful. Revenue included registration, late fees, weekly tuition, and field trip payments, and that covered 84% of our cost. So, this year, we partnered with San Luis Coastal Unified School District's food service to provide two healthy snacks per camper per day, and the Morro Bay Library invited us to co-host a few of their summer programs, and these two partnerships saved significant expenses for our program. Any questions?
I think it's a great event to get the kids involved and get them off the streets and have a little fun.
Yeah.
Great. Keep it up.
Thank you. Okay. Now I have an evaluation on the 2018-19 school year, which is called Kids Club. And that was running from August 2018 to June 2019. Kids Club provided care for TK to fifth grade students at Del Mar Elementary on an average, we estimated about 35 kids a day. The expenses included staffing, fingerprinting, and state licensing fees as our main cost of this program, but those are all key components to our families feeling really confident in our program because we're licensed by California State. Revenues included one-time registration fee per school year, late fees, monthly tuition, and drop-in fees. Last school year, Kids Club recovered 99% of the program's cost, meeting our merit standard. Any questions on that one? Okay, now a program evaluation on the 2018-19 Rockies Teen Center and Teen Action Committee. Rockies Teen Center and Teen Action Committee had a successful fiscal year. This past fiscal year, we had 7,851 teens visit our teen center. 15 teens volunteered in our Teen Action Committee group, and they logged over 100 volunteer hours. This fiscal year, we saw a reduced staff cost as we went from two to one staff a day, and we closed on San Luis Coastal's school breaks as a result of low participation during those days. And then it gives our staff a little break, too, which is nice. This fiscal year, we also saw an increase in revenue from our snack bar. The staff just made it a point to keep it stocked with stuff that the kids wanted, so... they also offered new events for the teens that were held at the Teen Center, and this increased our participation numbers, too. Any questions on that one?
Okay. All right. Next, we have the Morro Bay Junior Lifeguard Program. This program is open to boys and girls ages 9 to 16. We have a two-week junior waterman program that's geared towards our older junior guards. They get to jump in right away and start doing some great challenges. This next coming year, we're going to use it as our volunteer academy, as we do have a bunch of kids that come out and volunteer during the junior guard program. They get to do things like they make it to the rock, they paddle around the rock, they've done a swim, paddle, you know, run, swim, run from Bayside Cafe all the way around the rock back to the beach in Morro Bay. So that lots of fun stuff that the junior waterman program gets to do. They also learn first aid and CPR. And then we have 2 3-week sessions of junior guards, and that is the ones that's for the 9 to 16 year olds. This year we opened registration online at 8:30 a.m. We had 75 spots online and 25 spots in the office for those that were applying for scholarships, so that they would have an opportunity to get into junior guards. The online registration filled within 5 minutes. And we were filled with the in-person registration, got everybody through in about 20 minutes of getting of opening. So we filled all 100 spots for both sessions quite quickly. Registration for 2020 will be on March 30th, starting at 8:30 a.m. So parents, mark your calendars now. We did receive a donation from Heart to Heart Realty to purchase body boards for the program. And so we were able to get 15 brand new body boards for our kids to that they could use. And then we received a donation from the Morro Bay Fishermen's Organization that allowed, I believe it was 3 children to participate in the program for free this year. And we also received scholarship money from the Community Foundation of Estero Bay for a bunch of other children to participate. This program is unique in that 90% of our staff grow up in our program. They start as an otter, and they work their way up through volunteer to become an instructor. And so this is one of those programs that's really nice to see that knowledge being handed down to the next generation year after year. We had a visit from the John Wayne Cancer Society, and they brought their Block the Blaze program. So talk to the kids about sun safety and how to recognize melanoma and the importance of sunscreen. They gave all the kids a hat and a stick of sunscreen that was made with zinc oxide. And they give the kids an opportunity to design the next year's cap that they hand out at the talks. They meet with all the junior guard programs up and down the state of California. We also have a highlight of our day is spending the day with the Harbor Patrol. And they take the kids out and do rescues using the PWCs. We were able to use our helmets that we also received a grant for last year to purchase from the Heart to Heart Realty. And we also used our life jackets that we have at the pool that we gained from a grant from the Association of Aquatic Professionals. And so we have those being able to use that for the kids to be on the back of the jet skis doing rescues and learning how to interact with our Harbor Patrol and lifeguards and Harbor Patrol officers. See, cost recovery was 100%. We were working with the vendor to try to get some more surfboards, but that fell through because that number would have been less because we were expecting to purchase a few more surfboards. And let's see, the biggest part of our costs, again, is our staff. Our staff cost is about $65,000 for the summer. That is all their training. Because all of our staff are USLA lifeguards, they do need to go through the training to get the Title 22 first aid, CPR, plus the USLA requirements, and it's about 60 hours of training for the kids. So they have to go through all that and keep it up annually. So that was the biggest part of our costs. We also purchased some new CPR mannequins that actually light up so you can see them, although they're not allowed on the beach because the sand will ruin the electronics. But we do use it for training for our staff. And let's see. Also, just a side note here, the Friends of the Harbor Department is doing the Jesse King paddle on October 5th, and the funds raised from this event help benefit the Friends of the Harbor Department, the Morro Bay Harbor Department, and the Junior Lifeguard Program. It is a 3K and a 10K event. It's $40 to pre-register, $50 to register on the beach. There's an 8 a.m. check-in and an 8:45 a.m. start. They are in danger of canceling it because there has been very little interest at this point. So if you're interested in being a part of the Jesse King Memorial Paddle, please contact the Harbor Department ASAP so that we can make sure this event keeps happening. Jesse King was a Morro Bay Harbor Patrol officer and lifeguard, and was also a member of Coast Guard, who drowned free diving in Cambria a few years ago. So that is a memorial program for that. And do we have any questions about the Morro Bay Junior Lifeguard Program?
I have one.
Yes.
What's the otter? What age do they start that at?
We start at 9. So we have our groups are our otters, our seals, our dolphins, and our orcas. So you go up the food chain as you get older.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Any other questions about the Junior Guard Program? No? Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, I have a program evaluation on our eSports Fortnite tournament. On Saturday, June 8th, the Recreation Services hosted their very first ever eSports tournament at Rockies Teen Center. This was a collaboration between the sports and the youth services. You're probably asking, what is eSports? Well, eSports is an up-and-coming video game league that features many tournament-style events. Many kids and adults take place in these competitive gaming leagues, which is why we introduced it to the community. This year, we started with a very popular eSport game, which is called Fortnite. I'm sure you've heard of it if you have any children in your life. And we had 24 competitors and around 40 just people in attendance watching the tournament. So the revenues came from registration. We charged $20 a tournament registration. It came with play, and then we also gave them a slice of pizza and some juice. We also sold stuff at the snack bars, cost included, staffing and tournament supplies, but 89% of the cost was recovered from this event. Staff recommends we continue to hold these style tournaments and possibly turn it into a league at some point. Any questions on that one?
This is the first year?
First one, yeah.
Oh, so it's got to grow.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
Oh, yeah. We hosted a practice round a couple weeks ago, and even that was a big hit. So.
Okay, and our last program evaluation is our 2019 Brian Waterbury Memorial Rock to Pier Run and Half Marathon. 2019 marks the 50th year of this event that was started back in 1970 by Brian Waterbury and Terry Record as an event to get people out running after they finished with college. And so this event, again, was our 50th year. We had 907 participants in the Rock to Pier Run and our 277 runners for the half marathon. In honor of the 50th anniversary, Brian's daughter had one of her friends design the shirt, and it was as a retro 1970s type design, which was in some really cool colors, and we did the old style ringer tees this year. Our medals were otter themed. This year, to decrease in waste, as all of you have up on your up on the dais up there, is we did reusable cups. They're silicone that people could come, and we got electronic pumps that you could just push the button. It would push out the water, and they could drink and keep going. And so we decreased our waste by using these cups. We included them in registration this year. Next year, we will have them for sale. We're trying to go cupless at our event, and these helped a lot. We did not know that they were coming with a ring, so next year we'll purchase a carabiner or something like that for them to carry them with, but that would be in their bags for this next year. In addition, as a commemorative, we also did a silicone bracelet for the 50th anniversary, and that was like an added expense, but just something to do that would be fun and a way to remember for that event. Breakfast this year was prepared by the Bayosis Kiwanis. In the years past, it's been by Shoreline Calvary Chapel, but they were unable to assist us this year. So we did have a little increased cost with the breakfast. We did charge $5 a person for breakfast. That was included in our registration to pay the Kiwanis for their time. They prepared it and served it. It was pancakes, sausage, there was fruit, they had coffee and orange juice. So that was a fun breakfast to have. We had Kitsman's Colleague in Water donated the water, and they've been our water sponsor for over 30 years, if not for the most of years of this event, back when the San Luis Distance Club ran the event. Morro Bay Fitness Works came out and led a pre-event warm-up so that we could get people stretched out and ready to go. We had photos taken by Captivating Photos as part of their registration fee. The participants got access to them online for free so they could look by their race number and get that information. And we had timing by Central Valley Timing. We did different awards this year trying to find a cheaper way to ship them, because last year we did glassware, and it was a little bit cumbersome to mail them. So this year we did double-walled coffee cups, but we found out that they don't fit in the flat-rate boxes, and so we had to have them individually weighed. So we'll have to work on that next year as to figure out how we're going to do this better to reduce costs, because there was a little increased cost in mailing because of different amounts going to different areas. We also added a running wind shirt this year. We do have extras of that. There's no date on it, so we can use it for the next year and the year after probably. But that was a nice addition, and people were liking those very much. And then this is an enterprise service category and has a target revenue goal of 100%, and we recovered 108% this year. And our revenue for this event was $68,000. And change. So we do have, you know, a lot of costs because we do have to provide our timing company. We paid for the photos. We also buses to transport people back and forth. The porta potties, the all important porta potties, and trash. But yes, so that is the Brian Waterbury Memorial Rock to Pier Run. You guys have any questions on that event?
One comment.
Sure.
Eliminating waste is a dynamite idea. I love it.
Yes.
So I think we should keep that up, make it a big push.
Yes.
Promo. We don't waste our plastic bottles in the ocean.
Yes.
Very good. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. We're definitely working on that, and it's a running industry standard that they're trying to do is reduce waste across the board.
So okay. Are these biodegradable? Or what happened?
No, these are silicone. I don't believe these are biodegradable. These are made out of silicone, but they are able to be squeezed so someone could hold it in their hand. They could put it in their belt or things like that. But they are lightweight. They don't, so it's easier for people to carry. And you actually get a little bit more water than the water cups that are usually on race courses. Because they're usually the 3 to 5 ounces, and this is more like a 6-ounce cup. And so people do get a little bit more water. And I said we did purchase electronic pumps, which were great. Instead of having to come up and push the water, you actually could control the stream a little bit better.
And how much did these cost?
These were $2.25 a piece. But if the people are reusing them year after year, and so this year we included them in the cost, next year if you want a cup, we will be charging for the cups. And we are still working on the date. The tides are not in our favor next year, so trying to figure out the best timing of the event for next year. So hopefully I'm going to get it down soon, but we need to find the best low tide of the month and without running into the San Luis Triathlon. So.
All right. Any other questions? Comments? All right. So the next item on the agenda, future agenda items.
Excuse me, we need to have a motion to receive and
to
file.
Receive the staff reports. Is there a motion?
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion to receive items C1 through 12 to file.
Is there a second?
Yeah, I'd second it.
Okay, so there's been a motion and second to receive items C1 through C12. All those in favor of receiving these reports, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposing, say nay. And we're good to go. All right. Future agenda items. Are there any future agenda items?
Not on me.
I'm talking to Kurt about some I had ideas, so let's take it.
Can I say one closing thing?
Yeah.
All right. So I'd like to thank the staff for their hard work in maintaining the high standards of our programs in these challenging times. I'd also like to thank our patrons, sponsors, volunteers, all the city departments that we work with, and last but not least, our city council and mayor for their participation, guidance, and support in helping us achieve our goals. Thank you very much. We really appreciate it, and it's an honor to be able to serve my community. Thank you.
Okay. Any other? All right. Thank you. Thank you. All right. With that being said, is there a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Seconded.
All in favor to adjourning the meeting?
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Okay. Sounds like the ayes have it. And it looks like our next meeting is going to be 6 p.m. Thursday, November 21st, here at the Veterans Memorial Building, and we hope to see more residents at this meeting. Thank you.
I can help you find the place if you turn.
I'm trying to turn you off.
Yeah. I'm still looking for the meeting.
I know it's here somewhere. I hear voices.
Where are you? I don't know.
Four left and one right.
It's fun just to mess them up on purpose on that, guys, huh?
Yeah.
Turn right here and you just keep going and go, recalculate.
Yeah, well, they have 100 people driving to a field because it's like after the second guy, you go, wait a minute, something's broken. Those guys are stuck in the mud. You would probably say, okay, reset.
Yeah.
These like lemmings. Oh, I'm stuck.
Yeah.
You did a fine job.
It'd be good.
Oh, yeah.